It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Filling in for the vacationing Tim Conway Jr. is the working Sam Phillips, who is here and will be here also tomorrow night.
Ooh, lucky me.
Last night, David Letterman returned to television, as did Conan O'Brien, both sporting beards. Craig Ferguson, who I like, came out on CBS after David Letterman with a beard, but he removed his. It was a fake beard.
Yes.
So today, a lot of talk about beards, and, you know, Conan's was, as described online at Buddy TV, Conan's is, quote, a groundbreaking metrosexual Viking look.
Wow.
A perfectly manicured red beard. They say about David Letterman that he strolled out on stage for the first time sporting a glorious old man beard.
Glorious. At least they added glorious. Old man beard, that doesn't seem like a compliment to me. Like, if you had more, say, salt with your pepper.
I don't think I have any gray, do I?
Yeah. A little.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, half.
Hate to tell you. That's another thing about a beard.
Do I really?
Like,
where?
Yeah, you have no white hair on your head, but
I have gray on the side a little bit.
No. It's only, it's telltale in the beard.
On my face, I have gray hair?
Kind of on the side of your mouth there. There's little patches. Yeah, I can see it from here, and I'm only 4 feet away from you.
Christ. I hate shaving. I know chicks generally, I mean, we're hearing, you know, I guess, you know, from you guys, you're kind of into beards.
I'm not.
Well, Gina is definitely into beards. I mean, she wants, like, you know, Grizzly Adams coming at her. Right, Gina?
You know, I'm okay with it.
She likes the mountain man look.
Chris and Whittier is on Free FM. Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, I actually meant to start this call with, hello, Dad.
But you didn't.
Yeah, I know. Fail on me. But hey, I actually want to give a shout out to my friend Lance's mustache. It's like handlebar mustache. It's the best.
Yeah, by the way, dude, if it comes to the point where you're calling a talk radio show to give a shout out to your friend's mustache.
The handlebar mustache.
But by the way, tell Lance that Raleigh Fingers doesn't live here anymore. Is that what it looks like? It has the...
Oh, yeah. It's big. It's big and it's glorious. And everybody knows about it in our crew. So it's really like a big deal.
Is there anything below? Like, does he have like any growth below his mouth or just a mustache?
It's pretty clean. It actually goes out maybe like an inch from his the side of his nose, and it's like curls up at the ends.
Is he old?
No. I think he's 24.
Wait, yeah, a 24-year-old with a handlebar mustache.
That's a weird look, dude. It's a weird, weird effing look. And I have to say something, you know, shout out to your friend Lance, Chris.
Oh, no, it's to his beard, not to Lance, to his his mustache.
Right. Well, it should be a beard because a beard is bad enough. But a beard is better than a mustache. I mean, just to have a standalone mustache in 2008.
You're saying that's very 70s.
In my opinion, Sam, I'll take your female perspective.
Well, you know, if you started chopping hair off your face and you just left that bit under your nose, between your nose and your lip, that would be a mustache.
If somebody went to across the street right now and got me a disposable razor, I would go into the bathroom and shave.
Oh, my. Why didn't we come up with this brilliant idea? I could find a razor for you. You know
here?
What? Yeah. Absolutely. There's a first aid kit right in the kitchen.
Get the F out of here. Well, does it have a shaving razor?
Well, why not? It should.
A disposable?
Yes, it's an emergency.
All right. Andrew in Castaic is on Free FM. Where are the chicks? I want to know if chicks like beards. Chicks, do chicks like guys with beards?
I just want to know if any chick listening thought at all that David Letterman or Conan O'Brien looked attractive last night.
Right. And does it, or how about this, does it accentuate your dude? Like if your boyfriend, I mean, you obviously, you know, you already would think he was attractive, or your husband, you would hopefully think he's attractive. Does the beard enhance his look, or is it a downgrade? 520-9710 is the number. Andrew, sorry to keep you holding in Castaic. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, that's okay. Quite frankly, I didn't see either of them. I can't imagine it does much for Letterman, but maybe take your eyes away from looking at his funny teeth.
It makes Letterman look really old, in my opinion.
Well, he is. So that's the truth there. But with Conan O'Brien, he looks like a kid, so maybe it could actually help him out. Myself, I had a mustache since I was 17. I couldn't wait to have facial hair until I actually had it and then wish it would go away. Had beards off and on. I'm 45 now, but
what's your favorite style of beard that
you
had?
It's what I have right now, the goatee. The only reason why I have it, though, because I hated having any stubble at all. Just like the same complaint you said, Sam, you don't want that stubble rubbing your face and burning anywhere
else.
It's
like sandpaper. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good either. When I ride my motorcycle, my helmet gets stuck on it like Velcro.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, Christ.
I used to shave so hard against the grain to get it ultra smooth. The problem is I have sensitive skin, but too thick of actual hairs. I caused it the ingrown once right underneath my chin, and that was not fun. Ever since then, the last 7 years, had the goatee. The rest of it shaves off real easy.
Wow. So it's just that stubborn chin stubble.
Well, yeah, and it's just the hair itself can be really rough on a girl. So actually, what I ended up doing after I keep it trimmed with a number 3 on the... I'm sorry. But you know what? It wouldn't burn you, honey, because I keep it nice and polished with my hand.
Wow.
I get rid of that sharp head, and it will actually tickle you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've been told it tickles.
Right. Doesn't that.
Hey, Witty, can I feel your face? Does it tickle?
If you want to feel my face,
I want to rub my face against your face.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You want? All right. Sure.
I want to hear in the mic if it sounds like sandpaper. Come like
on.
I'm saying. It's
come
gonna,
on. Come okay, with. Oh, on. This again.
Okay.
All right, wait, how do we do it like this? Oh. Wait, let me take the headphones off. Let me take my cans off, man. Hold on a second,
those
man.
These are mine. Hold on.
These are my headphones.
Wait.
Oh, you bad girl. Oh, you little bitch. Oh, yeah. Little bitch.
Ow! God.
Did that hurt?
That's like, the worst.
God, are you that, like, aggressive with dudes?
Well, ow, God, making out with you for a couple hours would, I'd have the red ring around my face.
I didn't come to work to make out with you. I came to do topics and take phone calls.
Ow, God. Did that sound as bad as it felt?
How did that sound? Gina, what did that sound?
Did you hear that? It felt terrible.
Yeah. Did that sound rough, like sandpaper?
That sounded absolutely horrible.
Didn't it not? It felt, you should have felt it, Gina. It,
like a really, really, really terrible cat tongue and a cactus mixed together.
But see, I like cats.
Very good word picture.
Yes.
Alex in Sherman Oaks is on 97.1 Free FM. It's Conway and Whitman. Filling in for Tim is Sam Phillips. Hi, Alex.
Hello. I grew my beard in 1970 when I left grad school to go bum around Europe, and I've had it for 37 years. I met my I don't know whether it affected my relationships with women or not at first, because nothing really changed, but I met my wife with a beard. It's turned gray. I wanted to shave it off. And she's screaming because she doesn't know me any other way.
See, I think well,
that's sweet.
I think when guys who have had beards or mustaches for a long time, and say the dude's like 50 or 45, when he shaves it, I think he looks younger.
Oh, clearly.
Because I've had buddies who are guys with them who have had like a mustache or a beard, and then one day you see them like at a holiday party or something, and you haven't seen them in a while, and the beard's gone. You go, oh my gosh, you look 10 years younger.
But what's weird is that their skin is now two-tone, because under where the beard was, it's lighter skin because no sun hit it, none of the weather elements hit it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's review that tape one more time. A moment ago, Sam Phillips gyrating her face against my unshaven.
It still hurts.
Against my unshaven. Shaven face.
Wait.
Oh, you bad girl. Oh, you little bitch. Oh, yeah. Little bitch.
Ow!
Wait.
That just sounds awful. Dude.
Not right.
I'm having a flashback. It really hurts.
All right. Becky is 21 in Anaheim. Let's get this hot chick on the air. Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. You have a boyfriend?
I sure do.
Sweetheart, does he have a beard or a mustache?
He has a beard and he shaved it off when he had some chops and a goatee, but he's growing the beard back.
He has friendly mutton chops.
Yeah.
You asked for him to grow it back?
No, I actually asked him right now before we turned on the station. I was like, oh, why haven't you shaved? He's like, oh, I'm growing the beard back. And I was like, okay, cool. As long as you keep it clean.
So you don't have a preference?
No.
It doesn't
clean,
hurt
that's
you?
Fine. No, not
what's
at
your cup
all.
Size?
It's a middle B.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks. Nice nips?
Of course. Mm.
All right, and what type of beard does he grow? It's just a goatee, or it's like a... Because there's on this website, there's a whole variety of beards you can have.
There's different styles.
Yeah, the goatee with the mustache, the chin strip. You can have the friendly mutton chops, the chin curtain, which I like a lot.
He has the friendly chops, and he has the goatee with the mustache, but he's going to grow the whole beard back.
So you look like a minister? Does he have, like, a minister's beard? Because, like, growing up, like, at church and stuff, sometimes the minister would have, like, a beard. Or, like, you see, like, somebody's, like, real, like, you know, like real ministers. Like, real, you know, not priests, but other denominations. I don't know why. And not to suggest that priests are not real ministers. I don't want to upset anybody. But right. What I'm saying is it's other denominations. Like, you know, it's like, you know, woodsy kind of, you know, nature-y, all natural, like, Christian dudes who have churches in like...
Like the Amish people.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's kind of gross. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going too far for you?
Yeah, there's probably like little critters inside. I don't like that.
Becky,
I was going to say she would not be into ZZ Top.
No.
Nor would you even know who ZZ Top is. I'm sure at 21.
You know ZZ Top, right?
Of course I do. My boyfriend's all about him.
Oh, that's why he likes that beard and you do too.
Yeah, baby. So you're into it, Becky. It doesn't hurt you, does it?
No, it doesn't. He keeps it clean. It looks good. I personally like beards on him because it gives him... He's a big guy as it is already, but it just gives you a tougher look.
It gives you
eyes.
A chin, too. I dated a guy, Brian Whitman.
Yes?
He had a beard.
Uh-huh.
And he shaved it.
Right.
And he... Turns out, the whole time, he had no chin. It was...
He was chinless.
He was completely chinless.
Right. Well, in that case, I mean, if you don't have a chin, I would recommend a beard. Yes, Gina? I know that you. For me, I'm the exception. Isn't that kind of odd? I kind of like that I'm Gina's exception. You know, she normally likes.
You're actually the only exception of anyone I can think of
for everything.
Yeah, well, for some things, I love 5 o'clock shadow. I love stubble, but
a lot of times I come in here with stubble much shorter than what you see now.
That's true, but honestly, I feel like I equate your stubble with being emotionally distressed. And so I'm not.
That's maybe because you just know him.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, so you think that
it's like a heads up.
What?
The storm's a brewing.
So when you see me coming down the hall with not having shaved, you think, oh God, he's depressed.
He's too depressed to even shave.
I step to the side and do one of those, like, you know, I look down, I kind of put my back against the wall.
Oh, really? Oh, don't
like Randy Wang, and you hover in the doorway.
You don't.
Exactly.
Don't feel like you have to do that.
Really?
But I guess with my history. Not shaving, so you think, oh, he slept all day. He's totally zonked out on Wellbutrin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. So, actually, I look vibrant when I have a shaved face.
You do, and very boyish, I might say.
Aww.
Yeah, the beard shows your age. You see the gray.
You know what? I'll be clean shaven tomorrow. After that, I'll be clean shaven tomorrow.
Yeah, because I don't see any gray in your hair, head.
No.
Hair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
April in Mission Viejo is on Free FM with Sammy Phillips, man, filling in for Conway. Hi, April.
Hello.
Hey, hello, dear.
Hey, I think beards or mustaches are just plain nasty. Can't stand them.
I kind of agree with you, April.
Yeah, there is just nothing. Ew, they're not even clean. I think I might find some critters kind of creeping around in there.
God, and food. And you know what? You know what is the grossest thing? I remember this growing up. I knew a guy. I was a kid, lived in the neighborhood. His beard around his mouth was like it's permanently stained from from drinking and food. It's a total different color, except right around his lips. It's like this funky mixture color of every food he's had in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Ew. But it's nasty.
You drove her away.
Damn.
It was so disgusting. April hung up. And she likes beards.
Lindsay in Westminster is on Free FM. It's Conway and Whitman back for 2008. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you tonight?
I'm delightful.
Good. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
I have a boyfriend, and he has like a short beard. And he, like, shaves his chin part, and I absolutely love it.
All right, so he shaves... Wait a minute.
Look at the diagram. He has a beard, but he shaves the chin part.
Wait a minute. So
well, not, like, the chin part, but, like, his neck. Like, he'll clean up underneath the neck part.
Right, so his neck is totally shaved,
right.
but just his face has...
Like a short beard.
All over his face?
Yep.
Up and around the mouth?
Yep.
That's hot?
I like it. I think
All right.
if
what is that according to the diagram?
Chest hair. If if girls like chest hair, they're more likely to like a beard.
No, I have chest hair, and I have actually heard from girlfriends. Actually, this is actually true. Actually true, but this is like 10 years ago. So I don't know if it applies anymore. That they like the combination of clean-shaven face with hair on your chest.
Oh, I love chest hair.
Yeah, I actually heard that from – it made me hot. I'll never forget it. 10 years ago, I haven't been turned on in that way by a chick since. It's been a decade.
Wow.
Yeah. 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
You know what? It would make you look a little skinnier if you did shave your neck, like the caller said. It would give you a delineation, like sort of.
Right. F the delineations. I'm shaving my whole face tonight. I'll be totally shaven tomorrow.
Oh.
Because we had a vacation, and I was thinking to myself, oh, I just got to come back and work 3 days. I'll work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Sammy Phillips never gives you any.
Right, Sammy. I'm not going to make out with Sam, you know, or maybe after. I mean, you know, sometimes I do, but.
Dude, seriously, not with that disgusting thing on your face. That hurt. I'm still
tell
red.
Tell David Letterman, all right? Tell Conan O'Brien with their...
Their wives are furious and complaining.
They have plenty of reasons to be happy.
Now, why? Aren't they the two shows that came back with writers?
I don't know what they... I don't know if they have writers or not.
I think they are.
All I
How
know
come
is,
those two guys have beards and because, then the other guys...
Because they were relaxing. And when
Because they
man,
knew they were going to come back with writers.
But when a man relaxes, part of relaxing is not shaving.
Oh.
Yes. Part of relaxing for a man is not shaving.
Oh, I thought it was watching football.
But, well, that too. And porn. Mm. But after what Gina said... About me looking boyish, and I will...
And I said you looked old.
Right. With this growth, you said I look old. Shaven, Gina says I look boyish. And might I add to that charming? May I layer the adjectives?
Sure.
Sure.
Charming?
So tonight, I have a razor, and tonight, not when I get out
Can
of
Can I shave you?
Get out of here.
Why not?
By the way, I would like everybody to know that I am buzzed, you know. Other, you know.
Down there?
I am buzzed, yes. I don't want you to think that I'm, you know, running around, you know, like a total caveman. I just want you to know that. I mean,
Yeah, man.
Now, when you say you're buzzed down there, does that mean you groom?
Come on. I think everybody knows.
Are you that hip that you know all about that?
Let's say Robert in Rancho Santa Margarita on Free FM has been holding on for, I think, the longest time. Robert, go ahead.
Well, for the past 3 years, I've actually been growing what's called the Abraham Lincoln beard.
Ooh, dude.
And actually, my wife seems to love it a lot. I mean, because it's
it ain't 18, like it ain't 1865.
I was gonna say, any relation to ZZ Top Beard, Abe and Z.
You going to Ford's Theater? You got the big hat on? By the way, that hat's coming back. The top hat is in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the top hat is back, I believe.
You know who made that kind of cool again? Was that mystery pickup artist guy from VH1.
No,
he's the
top hat. Right.
Yeah.
So it's a full Abe Lincoln, dude?
It's like an inch wide across my jawline, so it's not like that big of a beard, and it doesn't cover my face, just the jawline. And my wife seems to love it, though. So.
Well, that's what she's alluding to.
Yeah, I guess that's what matters. I mean, if your chick is into it.
I think a lot of chicks lie to their guys. I do.
Not if they're married to him, I don't think.
I think so.
Brett in Valencia is on Free FM. Hi, Brett.
Hello, Whitman.
Hello, Brett.
Hi, Sammy.
Hi, gorgeous.
I have a quick question. If Whitman looks younger with a baby face, shaven, what do you do if you've got more than one chin?
Oh, which I have more than one chin, by the way.
As do I. But the question remains, does a goatee cover it?
Yeah, the goatee can cover the double chin.
If the hair goes down the neck.
Oh, back or front?
Both, I guess. All right, this is Jack in Huntington Beach on Free FM. Hi, Jack.
Hey, guys. Boy, great show. It's really funny. I just wanted to give my comments that it seems like all the girls that I knew down through the years, it was always 50-50. They either loved beards and mustaches and chest hair, or they absolutely hated it.
Yeah, I think that that's I think chicks are like that. I mean, well, look,
I'm extreme that way.
By the way, I think guys are like, well, not, I don't think.
Yeah,
guys are.
You guys are all like, I could leave it, I could take it. Us, I think now we're more like, ew, it hurts, it's scratchy, get rid of it.
Right. See, this for me right now, what you're looking at right now, this growth on, you know, since Christmas,
yeah,
and all through New Year's. I want you to know that this is selfish.
It is selfish. Right. You hurt me.
Well, this is, I don't care what anybody thinks I look like. I'm have been on vacation and I only have a few days to work before it's the weekend again. That's what this look is. When Letterman came out with the beard last night, growing the beard while he hasn't been working, it's just part of vacation. Same with Conan O'Brien coming out with a beard last night. Diego in West L.A. is on Free FM. Hey, dude.
What's up, Studs?
No. Hey, buddy.
Hey, just want to have a comment, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm beardless.
You're what? You're beardless?
Yeah, I don't have, even though I shave once every 2 weeks, and my brother told me maybe in 10 years I won't even have a full beard, man.
Wait a minute. You only have to shave every other week?
Every other 2 weeks, man.
Right, that's every other week, dude.
Yeah.
I guess so. You have a hard time growing hair,
Christ
Diego.
Christ,
I'm very low in hair. Yeah.
Right. And how old are you, dude?
25.
Wow.
Now I'm curious.
I wish I did not have to shave.
That's good, man. I like the way I am. It's fun.
Do you have a lot of hair on your head?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's where all the hair is, Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big head too. They call me Big Head.
Dude, we have to run, dude. All right.
All right, man. Have a good one. Dude.
We have callers like who are breaking records tonight. I mean, with the stupidity, they're record breaking callers. I mean, this is. I think it's just the holidays. Some people are still tired and kind of, you know,
and effed up.
Yeah.
On drugs.
Mallory. Ah, I immediately associate that name with family ties.
Ah, Justine Bateman.
Yeah, Mallory in San Pedro. Maybe she was born around that time and mom named her Mallory because she watched Family Ties. Hi, Mallory.
No, it's actually Valerie.
Ah. Even better.
Well, I associate that with Valerie Harper.
No, Valerie Bertinelli.
Valerie Bertinelli, better.
Valerie Bertinelli, yes, yes. By the way, skinny or fat right now?
Oh, skinny. It's working for her.
Oh, that's right. She's doing the commercials with
Jenny Craig.
With Fatso.
Who's also skinny. You mean Kirstie Alley?
Right.
Slimmed down.
Right, right, right. Mallory, we're talking about beards and goatees. Letterman and Conan O'Brien both coming out last night with full.
Like woolly mammoths.
Yeah, full beards.
They were nasty last night.
Who looked the worst? I think Letterman looked the worst, right?
Letterman looked the worst. Yes, he did.
He looked 100 years old.
Yes, he did.
He was like Father Time.
Yeah, he really did look like that.
I like a guy with a goatee, a nice goatee.
Now, a goatee, by the way, that goes up around, that is a mustache or?
Yes.
Okay.
The whole thing, the mustache with the chin hair.
Right, because goatees can be without mustache. Well, then it's like a... actually, you know what? According to beards.org, a goatee does not cover the upper lip. So there's no mustache associated with a goatee. That's a chin strip with a mustache.
Okay. My boyfriend right now, he has the mustache, and he has one little strip underneath his lip.
That's something else.
Down. Yeah, but I don't like it, and he knows it.
Which part of it don't you like, the top or the bottom?
The bottom. I mean, it's like, to me, it reminds me of a little runway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the little runways.
But see, that's when it becomes the crumb catcher.
Yeah, man. Dudes like runways, man.
That runway's okay.
Hey, by the way, what about, I mean, you know what's fine, I think, for a dude? You know, not that I'm, believe me.
We're not catching crumbs down there.
Like a soul patch is fine.
That's exactly what he called it. He called it a soul patch.
But it's not a soul patch if it's also a mustache, then it's not a soul patch. A soul patch is just hair under your bottom lip.
Right. The mustache would have to go for it to be a total soul patch.
Yeah. Oh, is he there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Oh, so you're explaining that to him. Yeah, tell him that much I do know, courtesy of beards.org. If you're going to have a soul patch, it's just a little strip. But it's a flavor saver right there under your lower lip.
There you go. Now, see, when he shaves his face, he looks so much younger. And see, I'm 48. He's 36.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you, you cougar.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah, so when he shaves it, like he's like 28 years old, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I think guys generally look younger when they have a clean-shaven face.
Yes. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, all right.
You're welcome, Valerie.
See you later. Bye-bye, Valerie. Appreciate it. John, your Belinda is on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Nothing. I just want to say I love you guys, man.
Do we have another prize?
Oh, yeah. I have facial hair, too, and I like it. Yeah.
What's the best part of it?
With the helmet that you wear, the protective headgear,
boy. Wow, you gave him a chance.
I did.
You did.
Gave him every opportunity. I extended to him every opportunity.
The olive branch.
We extend to all of our listeners. All right, listen to this.
Oh, it's awful. Stop. It hurts my face. You just doing that. It's awful. Do you know, look, I still have a red mark on my cheek here.
By the way, I do recall that you were the one who said... How about we rub our faces together? I recall specifically that it was your idea.
It was my idea.
Right. So 20 minutes later, this kvetching about how your face hurts is a bit, you know, it's like, shut up.
I'm proving my point. This is what it would be like if we banged. I'd be bitching in bed afterwards.
We're not going to bang tonight.
Well, clearly. Go shave.
Right. I would have to, right?
Oh, dude. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Said it, man. JC, is that what it is in Chatsworth, this dude?
Jace,
what's that?
What's up, big stud, you?
You're a stud, man. Everyone in Chatsworth, man, is talking about you, dude.
Oh, you know it, brother.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Broad, Sunny Lane.
Oh, that is great. Oh, yeah, Sunny Lane was in here. By the way, yeah, I think I can. Yeah, I think I will. I think I'll go public with this. I emailed Sunny Lane.
Ooh. Yeah. The famous Sunny Lane?
Yes, I did.
And did she email you back?
Flatline.
No response.
Right. Unless my email box is full, but she...
Did you tell her who you were? Hey,
well, she was here. No, she came in. She did the show.
No, but maybe she doesn't remember you via email because
don't give my email address on the air.
Well, I didn't say at whatever.
Stupid effing retard.
You guys are all wrong about this hair on your face. You know the reason why?
Why?
It's because I bought a Fusion Gillette razor the other day, that one that vibrates, and they gave like a pamphlet of what hair is called. That hair that circles your mouth, that goes up your top upper lip, and around your chin, that's called a Van Dyke. It's named after a painter in the 1600s.
Oh, it's not named after Charlie Van Dyke, the former Morning Man, or K-Earth 101?
Or Dick Van Dyke.
No. You got the soul patch, the Van Dyke, and the goatee. The goatee is actually just the hair on the chin.
Yeah, I think the soul patch is probably kind of the coolest. If I did anything, how about that, Gina, since you're kind of into me being clean shaven, what if I just did a soul patch? Would that indicate mental instability?
Is your new name Brian Wachowski?
Well, I'm not trying to emulate Jerry. He's got a goatee.
I don't have a friggin' soul patch, Gina.
Well, what happened was...
Those are so gay.
Right. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Gina.
You got one more.
What have
I... It's called the chin strap. No. That's just hair. It's just that, like the Abe Lincoln. That's called a chin strap.
We have that diagram.
Right. The chin strap or chin strip is thicker than a soul patch. A soul patch is more narrow than a chin strip.
Underneath your bottom lip.
Brian, you need to get a soul patch if you're going to be reading poetry at a coffee shop.
Right. Well, then I'll do that. All right. Thank you, dude, for the phone call. 520-9710, it's Conway and Whitman. Oh, let this song play a little bit. I like this, actually. This is how I'm going to grow my beard out, so I look like... Turn it up, Jerry. God damn it.
Dude, you do that, it's all over for us.
It's 97.1 Free FM. CZT.